All right, all them youngins get back to public school tomorrow, huh?
Yeah.
At one last day, get out there and, I don't know, do all the things that you didn't get done during your holiday break.
Yeah.
And so there you go. Next holiday is not until, I don't know, probably
spring
got
break?
No. You know, they get some of those Mondays off and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, those in-service days.
Whatever. So we'll see how that works out. Okay, coming up this morning, of course, the Lake Superior State University has put out their list of words that should be banished for overuse. And we've got this year's list. And I thought I'd go back and look at some old lists as well to see how we did on that. And then I'm also trying to find a list. I just saw the number one school, but I haven't seen the entire list. Which team that went to a bowl game spent the least in their athletic budget this year? Wonder who that would be.
Yeah. Well, there are only 700 teams in bowl games,
yeah,
so we could be here a while.
Yeah,
well,
no.
70, actually.
70?
Yeah. Well, there's 35 bowl games. Yeah. So I think two played in each game.
Probably so.
Uh-huh.
Half the teams that played lost.
Yeah, so we'll see if we can find it for you. In the meantime, just because we're in a new year, one of the great things about this radio station, this company, is we are on the cutting edge so many times. You know, we are an HD radio station. If you didn't happen to get an HD radio for Christmas, go ahead and spend the money yourself. Because we sound smarter in HD.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's neat is that you can hear any of us when we're typing, for instance, in the background, because we're HD. Think, if you will, of FM radio on your AM dial, and that would be us. And that's why every Tuesday when we play the music, it's so sharp and crisp and clear if you have an HD radio. So do that. Of course, we have all the apps that are available. You can go to RadioAgland.com, and you can stream all of our stations on your wireless device. We're getting an app for the Droid. It's not out yet. We've got other apps out there for you for your iPhone and your BlackBerry. So we do that kind of stuff.
You mean an app for the Android
system? I'm sorry. Yes,
Droid is a type of phone, and Android is the operating system.
Sorry. But the most important thing that we did, I don't know, 3 years ago, is we decided we needed to come out with mouse pads.
Yeah.
Because you don't need them anymore, you know. But the reason we did is because if you didn't, see, you'd hear that. How noisy and annoying is that? If you have a mouse pad, see how much nicer that is. Plus the fact.
Scott's giving a demonstration.
Well, I am.
Really?
Well, I'm trying to pump it up here.
Uh-huh.
Plus the fact. Let's see. What could we put on the mouse pad that would make it really, really helpful?
Well, let me see.
How about our call letters?
Yeah.
How about our frequency?
Yeah. That makes it helpful
us. That'd be good.
How about our website?
Uh-huh.
How about our phone number?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
sure.
We could do all that, but then we've got a whole lot of space left.
Oh, coupons on the bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah, just clip them. Just cut that mouse pad.
Get an X-Acto knife and cut out some coupons.
We just put a UPC code on there. Just take your mouse pad with you everywhere you go and have them scan it.
Sure. Right. We didn't do that, but anyway.
No.
But
good ideas for next year, though.
That's true. We might do that. In the meantime, what we did is we put a calendar on there.
Ah.
We have a mouse pad calendar. And so what I've decided is, and best of all, if you get one right now, oh, it's got that rubber smell. It still smells like a new car.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's a calendar, it's a mouse pad, and it smells like a new car.
If by new car, yes, a new car if you spilled a can of gasoline in the front seat.
That's right.
It slices, it dices.
So if you would like a mouse pad calendar, call me right now.
Yeah.
And the next five people.
Right.
Will give you a mouse. See, I mean, didn't I sell
but
it?
But wait.
But wait, there's
but
more.
But wait, call now.
That reminds me.
We're not going to double the offer, are we?
695-1620.
No, we'll waive shipping and handling.
695-1620.
That's right. If you come and get it, we will.
All right. Yeah. I believe I've seen the best, maybe the best as seen on TV ever.
Please share.
Okay. It's a brush for your feet.
Oh, dear.
It attaches to the floor of your shower. All right, let's go. Here we go. Here we go. This is our first mouse pad recipient. Who's this?
This is Robert.
Robert, how are you, buddy?
Doing great.
Happy New Year to you.
And the same to y'all.
Okay, Robert, what's your last name?
Actually, it's Kent Robert.
Oh, Kent Robert, sorry. Kent, do this. Come by here, and we've got your mouse pad for you.
Yep.
Thanks.
All right, see you later.
See, when you got his name wrong, you could have really played it off and said that your resolution for 2011 is just to call everyone by their last name.
I like that idea. Hi there, who's this?
This is your favorite friend, Fred.
Fred, how are you, buddy?
I want a mouse pad.
Well, you know, and I hope that you, you know, you let people see it. You flaunt it, especially while it still smells like a new car. And
I'm going to chain it to my ID card around my neck.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, Fred, give us your last name.
Seals.
All right, you know where we're located. Thanks a lot. Hi there. How are you?
Just fine.
I mean, is there a better way to start the year than to just win something because you called?
Well,
I need a mouse pad.
Oh, now wait a minute. Why do you need a mouse pad?
Because my work, when I travel, I have to use a mouse with the computer. It's easier to do my work.
Oh, I got you. Well, then that is perfect. Okay, who's this?
My name's David.
All right.
Wellman.
All right, David, what kind of work do you do that you take your laptop out there with you and you do that?
I do sales for uniforms for officials.
Outstanding. Oh, okay. Wow. Like football officials and basketball
mm-hmm.
and that kind of thing? Oh, that's kind of cool. So how big's your area?
You got anything in stripes?
Oh, hush. How big's your area?
About 6 states.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I guess
you travel a bunch.
You're going to be out on the road soon, aren't you?
Yes, baseball's coming up.
All right, I got you. Okay, you know where we're located, David?
I sure do.
Thank you. All right, see you later. Bye. Okay, that's it. We don't have any more callers. Is that it? All of our listeners have called.
We have three listeners this morning.
Dang.
Those are all the ones that wanted trips up here to get a mouse pad.
Isn't that the tipping point? Didn't we say to Ben that this year we had to have four listeners to go on?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to do that. Forget
it. But it's early in the year.
Hope you people like Extended Wall Street Journal.
That's right. We'll just keep going. Oh, wait. Oh. Now we have to stay because of you. Who are you?
This is Ron Yoakum.
Hey, Ron. How are you?
Just fine.
All right, Ron, come by here, and we got a calendar for you.
I'll do it.
Thanks. See you later. Oh, dang. I don't know. All right, here's the last one for today. Hi, who's
this?
Hey,
this is Greg Yonda. How you doing?
I'm doing great. All right, Greg, what do you do?
I'm a fireman, call station.
All right, hey, good for you. Appreciate what you do. All right,
Thank you, sir. Come by here,
and we got a mouse pad for you.
That'd be great.
Thanks. See you. All right, that's all. Rest of you people drop off. We're going to do it later.
Whoa. Okay, so now we'll be capped at five listeners after that.
No. God. This week we will be giving away mouse pads.
Wow. Aren't we something?
Big spenders.
I'm just saying.
Next week, bumper stickers.
Right. And you know what? After that, we're going to look into T-shirts and koozies.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, but you'll have to come out and see us at a location to get those.
That's right.
What radio station just gave you a mouse pad?
That's right. And so they say 2002 on the T-shirt. So what?
Yeah, really.
You know? The thing is... It's right. just, it's pretty cool, okay? We're trying to be tech.
It's a gray mouse pad.
Techno savvy, don't even.
No. I'm trying to come up with techno and retro at the same time.
Yeah. Recno? No, that sounds really bad. That sounds like a procedure.
It would be trekno. How's that? Yeah.
I guess I can't staple these mouse pads to the winter
shoes. No, you don't.
Have to take them up front. That's what you need to do. Yeah. Okay, we hear this all the time about how you need to be drinking 8 glasses of water a day. Right,
mm-hmm.
All that water helps your skin and clear.
Eight ounce glasses of water a day. I mean, you know, somebody you know drinks 8 24-ounce glasses of water, they'd be blaming us.
Well, you see those people who carry around those 64 ounce. Come on.
Hanging it from their belt loop.
Yeah.
You know, like, really?
Yeah.
What are you, a camel?
Yeah. What's in there, and how could it taste by the end of the day? Which, by the way, today I believe is the anniversary of the drinking straw.
What'd they do before then?
Well, I don't know, but I guess they didn't have 64 ounces.
Dribbled it on their chin.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, tell you that old story about, you know, how you need to drink from a straw any place you go to eat. Anyhow, all that water is supposed to help your skin and clear out the toxins. But according to a kidney specialist named Stanley Goldfarb,
wait. I like the fact that you called him a kidney specialist. Yeah. Is he not a doctor?
Well, he very well could be.
I mean, what?
Yeah. It could be just a guy who likes kidneys.
What is he?
Yeah, he's a kidney shaped pool.
Just
he eats
a guy
that's
studied up. You know?
He's a renal lover. I mean, what is this?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. He read for a doctorate. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Right.
Anyway,
and you find him in the library every day in the kidney section.
And his name's Dr. or his name's Stanley Goldfarb. Yeah.
Now, the least
you can do is go and get your MD.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know
because if your daughter
I don't know
brings,
what you meant by that. That's
this
fine.
Guy's never had a
go
date.
Ahead.
Because if your daughter brings home a guy and says, "Dad, this is Stanley Goldfarb." No, he's not. No, you're not dating my daughter.
If he's doctor.
No.
Now, if you're Dr. Goldfarb, there's a big difference. But bringing home somebody that's a kidney specialist and named Goldfarb just because he read a textbook.
But that you wonder if maybe his name isn't like something else, Williamson or something, and he just changed it to Goldfarb so you'd remember it.
Yeah, or maybe not. Could have done better than that.
It's the kidney's job, of course, to filter out all the toxins, but the eight-ounce glasses of water is really not necessary because, in fact, too much water can actually decrease their efficiency. He says it's really important not to get dehydrated and to drink water when you're thirsty, but there's no real evidence that forcing down that much water really helps out another department. So, once again, here you go. We're trying to give you a break because I know there's somebody out there who decided they wanted to have a more healthy lifestyle in what they ate and drank this year. Here we're just trying to help you out, kind of relieve some of the pressure, okay? Just take it easy on yourself.
If you're drinking that much water, you'll need some pressure relief.
You will, that's right. So you don't have to worry about that, and it should be just fine. Hey, no winner in Friday night's drawing for the Mega Millions.
It's because I didn't buy a ticket.
Tomorrow night, $290 million.
Whoa.
Cash value is $182. Now, the largest jackpot ever was also a Mega Millions in 07. Two ticket holders split $390 million. Who got the extra penny? Biggest payout for a single ticket's been $175 million. That was in 05. Where's that winner today? Wouldn't that be kind of fun? See what they're doing now. Won all that money back there in 05. They still okay with all that? You know, everything's still working for them okay? Got a lot of folks who are calling them still? Don't know. Anyway, $290 million. That's for tomorrow night.